Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to This Dude Started Something. Hope everybody is doing well. Today's guest has almost 100,000 followers across all platforms with 8 million likes. He's a motivational machine, and today we get to see who he is and why he is behind the screen. Today's guest is Chris. How are we doing, Chris?
Doing great. How are you guys?
We're good, dude. We're really excited. This is our second episode with a guest on, and so it's a big deal, and we're really excited that you joined. So,
yeah, man, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man. All right. So you run. When did you start your motivational page?
Yeah. So I started, man, back in June of 2024. So it's really only been about 7 months so far. So just to give you some context, about what really got me started, I graduated college about, a year and a half ago. And I think every college student, goes on Google and is like, how can I make some more money online? Or what are some high income skills that I can learn that can make me money online, or, just turn into something bigger? And for me, after I probably Googled that so many different times, and I came across video editing, really, or just content creation. And I feel like that was something that would be suitable for me. To answer your question, back in June is when I started doing everything. So,
and did you start Instagram first or TikTok first?
So I should have started both at the same time. But I started out on TikTok first. And then once I started getting some traction on there, I moved over to Instagram. And I actually just started posting on YouTube actually yesterday. Started on TikTok, and then once I probably got to about 20 or so thousand followers on TikTok, I decided to go over to Instagram too.
That's crazy. It's only been 7 months and you've already accumulated quite a bit of followers.
Yeah. So, a lot of people ask me how I've gained so much traction over the last couple months. And I think for me, what I did was, I think consistency is the biggest thing. So when I first started, I was posting maybe 4 or 5 times a day on TikTok. Now the edits weren't great. I was just starting out. I had no experience doing it at all. And then really it takes one video. I like to say it's like a lottery ticket. Every single video you post, one video can change your whole life. And for me, that was the case. I think it was back in September 2024, posted a video. I was in the car, actually. I was just sitting in a car and I made a TikTok, posted it. It was actually, I think it was week one of NFL. I checked my phone a couple hours later and it has like 200,000 views. And so ever since that moment, it's really taken off. And then as I started to grow and grow, the video started, getting consistently over 100,000 views. Some are misses, some are hits, but yeah, it's been crazy to watch it exponentially grow over time.
Dang. That's really cool. So You said that you were interested in video editing, so I'm guessing you're the one that edits all these.
Yeah, it's me. I'm the only person that does that really is behind the scenes. I source the clips, I make the edits, I run both accounts. Yeah, I do all of it. And I really
Okay.
do like it. I've always had a creative side. I graduated from college, like I said, a couple of years ago with a degree in marketing. So I've always had that creative aspect. So I really gravitated towards the editing side, and then I also just like watching it grow too. So I like to be a part of all of it
Yeah.
for sure.
I feel like you have a niche in the sports industry as well. Like, obviously, you're a big sports guy. So, was there any like issues with taking clips from, I mean, do you get your clips off of like YouTube and then you cut them up and like post music with it and stuff? How does that process work?
So finding my actual niche took a little bit of time. So when I first started the account, I was posting like just podcast clips from Joe Rogan or David Goggins clips and people like that. What I noticed pretty quickly was a lot of those videos were getting flagged for originality strikes or low quality.
Yeah.
It's because with the TikTok algorithm, I think that specific niche was so saturated that every time you would try and post a video in that niche, you would immediately recognize it as, saturated content. So as being someone that likes sports, I just started to slightly tweak it to motivational content still, but more on the sports side of things. And I really just look up, on YouTube. Let's say I'm making a Jalen Hurts edit. I'm from Philly, so I tend to do a lot of Eagles edits.
That's crazy. We're from Kansas
Oh man, I really
City, actually.
got a big week coming up, man. I'll tell you what. But yeah, if you search up, whoever you want to do, if I like I said, Jalen Hurts or whoever, but just search up, clips in 4K resolution, and then you just download them, and then you can, what I like to do is I'll get a quote from him, like a motivational quote, especially someone like him. He's dropping quotes left and right.
Yeah, every game.
Oh
During
yeah.
practice, probably.
Yeah, they're actually one of them is from practice. If you look on my channel, there's a clip of him giving some wise words in a practice. But
It's just dropping them like in the mirror, probably, in the morning.
he
It's
probably has
crazy.
them rehearsed or something. But yeah, so I'll take like the audio clip of him speaking, and then I'll put it over some of the like highlights or clips or whatever he has, and I try to chop it up in like 1 second increments so that it's, I think the big thing on TikTok is people's attention span is so. It's so shot, really. So you have to constantly be changing up the different types of clips and making it really stand out. Because if the first second or two is something that, is ordinary to them, they're just going to scroll right past it immediately. So yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. What do you use to edit? Because I know we make reels for our Instagram right now, and we're trying to get better at it. So what like software do you use to edit reels?
Yeah. It's just CapCut. I use CapCut on my phone, and it's something that I have always done. I've been looking into switching over to like Adobe Premiere or something like that, but I've found that CapCut is, the one that's easier to use in terms of if you're making reels or TikToks or whatever it may be.
Wow.
Mainly because you can just export it and upload it straight to your platforms from the app. So there's some ease of use there, and it's also just a friendly platform. But
Yeah, CapCut and TikTok, they pretty much collab
yeah,
very
they're owned
similarly.
by ByteDance. So going into another topic, I'm sure you guys are familiar with like the whole TikTok ban that was going on. So
I was gonna, yeah.
I was over here sweating bricks because I was like, what am I gonna do? Not even because of TikTok. I mean, I'm doing good on Instagram now too, but it was because of CapCut being banned. I was like, if I can't edit, I'm gonna have to learn a whole new platform, which can take
Yeah.
a lot of time to just relearn everything. So that's when I started looking into things like After Effects, or sorry, not
Okay.
After Effects, Premiere and Final Cut and things like that.
Were they saying that CapCut was also stealing our information, like TikTok? Was that what they were saying?
Yeah, I don't even know exactly what it was. There's a lot of controversy around it, but
Yeah.
to
I'm
my
just surprised
understanding,
that CapCut would be banned as well. I don't know.
well, the reason why is because they're both owned by ByteDance, so the same. I think it was something they didn't want whoever, you know, the owners of ByteDance to be having access to like U.S. citizens' information or whatever. Well, it's still good now, so I'm not complaining, but hopefully it stays.
Yeah. That's so crazy, though, that like you're editing these on your phone and getting millions of likes.
Yeah.
That's like so crazy to me because like no one really thinks about that, or like everyone thinks that they need the best software in order to really grow their account or something, and you just did it on your phone, which is so cool.
Yeah. How long does it take you to do that? Like just one video, how long do you think it would take?
It depends. Some projects take longer than others, anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour a video. But yeah, like you said, it's really crazy what just an iPhone can do. Obviously you can, you know, upgrade to going on your desktop and making edits or whatever, but for me, I've found all the success just through my phone. And you can really do it from anywhere. Like I said, the one video that really changed my life was I was sitting in a car helping to move my sister into her dorm in college, and I'm just sitting there making a video, and the next thing you know, it changed my life. So yeah, it's crazy what a phone can do. And I would highly encourage like anyone to just start posting content. And I know you guys have done that, and it really just goes to show like you don't need much to get started. The main thing is just to get started. And it could be anything. Like if you want to learn how to edit videos like me, or if you want to learn how to code or start a business, it's just really getting started is the main thing that I would recommend anybody to do.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. It's crazy that like if you didn't decide make that video while you're moving your sister in the dorm, like, and you may have not even done it at all. You know, if you didn't get, because that was a video that got like 200K, you said, or did you get?
So that was like a couple hours after checking it to see how well it did. Now that video has like 7 million views, I think, in total now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shoot, dude. That's like crazy.
It takes one video and then you have that consistent following that's going to come back once you have that one.
Yeah.
And that's what I found.
You said earlier you were talking about grabbing people's attentions and how it's like if you don't have someone the first 2 seconds that's not different, then like they'll keep swiping. Have you found it hard to, I mean, there's obviously a lot of competition out there, so how do you stay ahead of the competition as far as the motivation industry goes?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I've found that works pretty successful for me is to use athletes that are currently trending. For example, the big Luka Doncic trade, making an edit about him when everyone's searching up his name.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And by doing that, more people are going to be searching. That means more people are going to see your video. They repost it, they share it. So I think just staying up to speed with the sports world as a whole is a really good way to go about it. For example, with the Super Bowl, I've been posting a lot of Eagles stuff. I posted a Patrick Mahomes video a couple of days ago. So really just staying up to speed with the players that are trending in the media, and making your content around them. At least in my niche, or my niche, is what I found to be pretty successful. And then, like I said, the first 2 seconds on short form content is so important. If you're not striking some sort of emotional appeal within the first couple of seconds, or something that resonates with the viewer, they're just going to swipe on it immediately. And so, for example, the one I keep going back to was a video of AJ Brown, and it's a clip that I've seen before. But it's him just talking about his mental health. And the way I started it off was I started the clip off with him with a reporter being like really emotional. And so having that emotional appeal at the very beginning will entice the viewer to just keep watching to see how that is resolved. I know a lot of TikTokers, you know, who have different types of content. If they're just talking to their screen, they'll use some type of hook like, you need to learn this, or stop scrolling because I have this information for you. So it's just that first couple of seconds that makes a huge difference in that retention rate. Because once you hook them, they're going to stay hooked until the end because they want to figure out what the heck
it's
about. So
if you guys are like crying like at the beginning of our reels or so,
that probably works.
It would work. I'm sorry. Someone should try doing that and like just make it.
Dude, we have to cut the podcast.
Yeah,
hit a little scene real quick.
Yeah,
I'm playing it. Yeah, that's great advice for us, especially. Yeah, that's awesome. So you obviously learned a lot. What do you think is the biggest thing you've learned throughout all of this?
I think just even when times aren't as successful in my, you know, in my account when I'm posting content, can I stay driven to keep going? You know, for example, some weeks aren't as good as others, but the main thing is just staying consistent and understanding that everything's not going to be perfect all the time. You might not succeed every time. Every video is not going to be perfect, but can you, you know, get up the next day and still be motivated to get better? And I think on top of that, sort of segueing into the next thing, is just always looking to improve in some way. How am I making the videos better each time? Like I said, do I have to improve on my hooks? Do I have to improve on the effects? Do I have to improve on how my audio syncs up with the transitions? It's so many different things that go into it, but I think the main thing I've learned is just staying really driven and focused on just getting better, and the results will definitely come. Anybody could get started and quit in a week or two, but not everybody can post every single day for 7 months like I've done. And you know, I'm a normal kid, work a 9-to-5 job, graduated from a small school in Pennsylvania. But as long as you just stick to it, you'll be able to get wherever you want. So that's the main thing I've learned.
Yeah, that's great advice. And do you ever get reassurance from followers? I'm like, obviously you do through likes and more follows, but does anyone or has anyone ever DM'd you and said like, man, you make such great content or anything like that?
Yeah. One of the craziest experiences I have is, I'm not going to say the name of the player, but I made a video about an NFL player, and he actually responded to me. He sent me a DM.
Wow.
He wanted to post it on his account, although I don't think he ever did. It was really cool to see that, like, the person I'm making videos about is actually watching it and even reaching out to me about the video. Yeah, I don't want to say his name, but it was that was a really surreal moment, because I never thought that I'd be talking to these people. I never thought I'd actually be talking to the people I'd be making
right
for. So that was crazy. That was one of the most surreal moments of everything.
Dude, even shooting you a DM and getting a response from you, I was like, no way, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, official mindset, bro. Like, that was a cool moment for me. Like, and I mean, seriously, like, that was pretty cool. And I'm glad that you responded. But yeah, it's cool. Like, if you just start it and you reach out, you know, and you start making this stuff, like,
yeah,
you know, followers will come. And I don't know, that's pretty cool that guy reached out to you. So I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, dude, thanks. And like, I do read all my DMs and stuff like that. So I saw you guys, you know, wanted to have me on for the podcast. I thought that was a really cool idea. I've never done it. Like I said, I've never done anything like this before. So, you know, it goes two ways.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. We're hoping that we can, you know, obviously get some attention to your page too, and help people out. That's the overall podcast. It's like, you know, inspiring people. And obviously that's like what you do, you know, is motivation. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I feel like I was gonna say something else. I want to shout out your page like at the end here so people know where they can find you. But I guess we could do that now. It's Official Mindset on Instagram and then
It's
on TikTok.
official master mindset on Instagram and masterminds think alike on TikTok, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Cool.
And the thought process behind the name was really like there was no thought process about it at all. I had just thought of like what can I make it about, and I thought of like if I'm gonna be making some motivational content, like that's like sort of like a master mindset or like masterminds all have this same mindset. So then I just sort of put the two together, and that's how I came up with the name. It was really not that, I didn't sit down and think about it for a long time. I kind of just put it together, and
Yeah,
it
that's
worked
the
out.
way to do it though. Don't overthink it. We had to do that with this podcast too. I mean, I can tell you how many times I've like wanted to start something and then I get stuck on the name and I just don't do it. You know?
And I think that's I think that speaks to a lot of things. Like, there's been so many times that I have wanted to just start something, but I just didn't know how to start. And the first step of that is just to, like I said, start. And you don't like, I think a name, thinking too much about it can start to, you might start to overthink about it. And like, well, people like this name. Well, if people think it's corny or whatever. But I think just finding something and owning it and then just running with it is super important. Especially in social media. I mean, I feel like there's so many, every name is taken. So like on like Google or whatever. You got to get creative with it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's kind of how we landed on this dude started something, because it's like it's so broad and it's just a phrase, and it obviously hasn't been used before, because we were really struggling on finding something that you could look up and it's the only thing that pops up, and that's so hard to come by nowadays.
Yeah. No, I do really like the name. It's not like super long, and it's also short and catchy. I think it resonates well. If you ever like it's a good entrepreneurial name. Like if I want to find out about somebody who started something, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Chris. Thanks. Oh, I have a good question. So you chose sports. Do you have a sports background? Like, what's your favorite sport?
Yeah, so I grew up a baseball kid, played my whole life. Like I said, I'm from Philly, so a huge Phillies fan. Love the Phillies. But mainly I played baseball and basketball. I always loved football. I just never really played it. Main reason was I was just playing baseball in the fall. But yeah, huge sports background, and I'm also super competitive. I think that's something that helps anybody in anything that they're trying to go for in terms of like a venture that is some sort of entrepreneurial thing. If you have that competitive drive, you're going to want to be able to work at it and succeed. So I think if you're playing sports and you're somebody that has always had that competitive drive, I think you'll be doing just fine in terms of, if you want to make content, if you're trying to pick up a new skill, whatever it is. I think having that drive rooted from you early will definitely translate into success like in the future.
Yeah. And you said you work a 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Do people at work know that you do this on the side? Do you have any followers in the workplace?
So, not really. I told one of them about it. That's about it. And really, my inner circle of friends didn't even know until a couple of months ago. I was pretty incognito about it, just posting them on the low. And eventually, it got to a point where like I noticed people were like commenting or reposting them, and I was like, all right, people, I have to tell people that it's me. And it's funny, whenever I told one of my friends. We were at like a bar or something, and I told him about it. And he pulled up my account, and he had already liked like the most like recent
Wow.
of mine.
That's crazy. It's like telling him you're Batman, bro.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but
That's cool, dude. No, because so many people worry about like, oh, what are their friends or like family members gonna think? Like, what if it doesn't work out? I don't know. I think that that is a thing you can do is like go incognito for a little bit, and then when it does blow up, like
yeah.
you're not gonna lose anything. You know what I mean?
I think that's a good point that you make. There's somebody on TikTok, I can't remember his exact name, but he always talks about that exact thing you just said. And I think a lot of people think it's corny until it works.
Yeah.
And that's something that I sort of struggled with too, is like people are gonna think this is weird if I'm just posting these over and over again and not getting the success that I'm looking for. But if you really want to do anything, you have to really block out all that, those negative thoughts and just keep going and not really worry about what people say. Because at the end of the day, who really cares? You know, like I'm just posting TikToks.
And exactly.
If people care about it, then, and they're going to say negative things about it, then I don't need to really be associated with them anyway, because they're just a negative, you know, just a negative person that I don't really need to be worrying about.
Yeah. I'm glad that's your mindset, bro, because I know for a fact, I've definitely seen your reels and like gotten up from the couch and hit.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The gym, yeah, you know? Or like it's crazy. Like I've seen your reels before, like a couple months ago, not knowing like I'm gonna be talking to the guy that's behind this.
And it's like,
that kind of goes back to what you were saying, like when the football player reaching out. It's just kind of like full circle, you know?
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
And that's cool that you know you guys have seen my videos, and it's weird. You don't really ever think about that. You just see like a number on your phone, like how many views you have. You don't actually think about like, who's actually watching it a lot of the time. So yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I had a question. I just lost it.
I got something. Although I'm gonna get it. Okay, go ahead. You think that, oh shoot, I might've lost it. No, I got so.
Wait, I get it back.
All right. You go first. Then I go.
Have you ever thought about getting behind the screen?
Oh, that's what I was gonna say.
Oh, really?
Yes, dude.
Like making content of yourself, like filming yourself, maybe even starting a motivational podcast or something like that.
Yeah, that's actually something that I've been thinking about a lot. Even leading up to this podcast, I was thinking about it. Even just making a YouTube channel, teaching people how to do what I do, how to make viral content, how to just, you know, If it could be viral content, it could be anything in life, really. I feel like I sort of have that niche already where I can be able to motivate people. So maybe some sort of lifestyle content, trying to get people to, you know, chase their dreams without, you know, being conscious about what people think. I think a lot of something that I really want to improve on is like communication skills. And I think just sitting to a camera and talking to it is good for that. And then just might as well post them on YouTube if I'm going to be doing it. And that's kind of what happened with TikTok. It was, I wanted to learn video editing. I was making these videos. I might as well post them online and see if they start to gain traction. So to answer your question, I have thought about that. So maybe sometime down the line, you'll see me on YouTube or something like that.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. This is a real contact coming up. I want your opinion. You said you're a basketball player.
Yeah.
Can we get your opinion on one of the biggest questions out there? Who is the GOAT, LeBron or Jordan?
Oh man, this is a question that is old as time. I'm a LeBron guy. I'm going to be honest with you. I like LeBron. I think, I guess a lot of it is because of, I watched him play. I understand the Jordan argument as well, but I do think if I was to have one player on my team, I would much rather have LeBron James on my team. But I understand the Jordan argument as well.
That's a good take.
It's a valid take.
It's acceptable.
What do you guys think?
What do you think, Oliver?
I don't know. I'm just not a big LeBron guy. Whenever I was young, I was always a big like Kevin Durant fan, and this is before he kind of like fell off a little more. But it was kind of like Kevin Durant or like LeBron, and like I don't know. I just really loved Kevin Durant. So I kind of developed a little LeBron hatred. So I was always on the Michael Jordan train there. But my reasoning's not like very solid.
So you guys are from Kansas City. What's like, I'm drawing a blank. What's like your team that you root for in the NBA? Is it the Nuggets?
Probably the Thunder is. I mean, it's like a 6-hour drive, but it's still the closest one, right? I mean,
yeah, I'd say it's probably the closest team.
Yeah, like I would go to Thunder games sometimes, and that's probably why I like Kevin Durant. So, like, where do you see the future going? Like with these two accounts that you've already created.
Yeah,
are you just gonna keep shooting out more content, just grow them to as big as possible?
That's the plan as of right now. Like I said, it's only been around for half a year.
That's true.
I'm still super new. Yeah, I'm still super new. So I think the future for me, I would like to go on YouTube somehow and try and teach people how to do what I'm doing. I think that's a good way to scale it. But in terms of the actual accounts themselves, my plan is just to keep grinding, keep growing the account, and hopefully have more opportunities like this come along too. This is pretty cool. But yeah.
And I guess exponentially, at the rate you're going, I guess in a year you could very realistically be at a million followers across platforms.
I hope so. That's a big goal. I think realistically, at my goal for the end of the year is like 150,000 followers. I feel like would be a good goal for me. But who knows? If I could get to a million, that'd be incredible.
I think you can do it. You can do it
for sure, dude. For sure, and. Yeah, I mean, we're going to be shouting you out too. We're trying to progressively grow our following too. So yeah, just doing things like this can grow your following a lot, you know, talking to different people, building connections. So that's what we're trying to do as well. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Is there any other, like business ventures that you've, tried in the past or maybe thought of doing besides social media?
There's so many that I have thought of, but I just never really stepped on the gas, really. This was the first one where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to start. And if I don't succeed, then the worst case scenario is that I learned how to edit videos.
You have nothing to lose.
Yeah, you really don't. Especially with creating content like this, like there's no startup costs really, other than I pay like $10 a month for some CapCut Pro features, but like there's really nothing to lose. At the end of the day, if it doesn't succeed, you learn how to pick up a skill and you can try something else. But I've thought about things like, I mean, just going on Google, there's things like drop shipping or Amazon or all those, you know, oversaturated ones that people have tried. I never really got into those, although sometimes I wish I probably have. But this was really the first one that I really, you know, said, you know what, I'm just going to just try it and I'm going to start and whatever happens, happens. But I definitely have thought about other ones.
I mean, what you can start, I mean, you probably already have thought about this, but with like the TikTok affiliate, you could start doing a little bit of that on TikTok or even putting like a drop shipping link or like you make a company, it's a drop shipping company and you put that link in your Instagram bio and kind of create more of a brand out of it too.
So that is actually something I have thought about that I forgot to bring up. So I actually have started to think about doing like coffee mugs, for example, with quotes from the videos on them and link that to like a TikTok shop.
Yeah.
So, but for example, now the problem with that is I don't know what's copyrighted or not. Like I don't want to put some quote that has a copyright infringement on it and get banned or whatever. But let's say like I keep using Jalen Hurts as an example just because Super Bowl. And I mean, you know, but
he's the guy.
Yeah, he's a great player. Whatever everyone doubts him. I don't want to get on a tangent. But anyway, Jalen Hurts comment or quote, put that quote on a mug and sell it. And maybe link that video or that link that product underneath the video with him saying the quote. It's something that I thought about. I have to do more research into it. But yeah, that is a really good idea. And I'm glad you mentioned that because that's something I have thought about.
I like that.
Yeah. And And like linking it below the video is so smart because once you're in the reel and you're locked into that mindset, you're so much more likely to just make that quick purchase because it's so easy nowadays with Apple Pay and everything. It's just one little click and then boom, you buy it. And I think, yeah, like that'd be really cool if you could put that somehow right with each post.
Yeah, and with TikTok specifically, like their algorithm, what it does is it wants to push out content to the right people. So if I'm posting a Jalen Hurts quote edit, it's going to push it to the people that want to see a Jalen Hurts video or have interest in the Philadelphia Eagles or the NFL. So if I have that link on there as well, it's going to be people that are probably the most likely to also buy that thing. So it's kind of like killing two birds with one stone. It's like a good way to organically advertise without having to put out like a huge search engine marketing campaign, where you're trying to find the right keywords or whatever, because the TikTok algorithm already does that for you. And I just got onto like a huge marketing jargon thing, but yeah,
That's all
it's
right.
been, yeah.
Dude, that's cool. I like the mug idea, bro. You can put like a maybe put even put a little QR code on the mug that takes you to your TikTok.
Yeah, that's a good
You know?
idea.
I see it, bro. You get a little cartoon sketch of Jalen like putting his arms up. I don't know.
So
Yeah.
the one thing you have to be careful of is like I can't use Jalen Hurts' name, because I feel like that would be some like likeness violation. But just like I said, like the biggest thing with that is like being wary of copyright things. So I could probably, if like I can find like a quote that isn't, trademarked or something, that's the biggest thing I need to look into, is like what is allowed when it comes
Dude,
to
copyright is confusing.
that. Maybe we just need some Chris quotes on the mugs.
Yeah, when I make a YouTube channel or whatever, I'll say some quotes and throw them on a mug. Yeah, I'll just say my thing.
Dude, it's so funny because before you joined, we were like, dude, we have no idea who this guy is. We just know his name is Chris. Like, that's
Yeah.
so funny. Dude, I like the ideas though.
So, this is just a random question. Are you guys still in? Are you guys still in college, or are you guys graduated, or what's that look like for you guys?
Yeah, we're still in college. I'm a senior. I'm gonna graduate in May. But yeah,
Where you
Braden.
guys
Yeah. No, I went to community college for a couple of years. And right now I have the semester, I mean, I guess off. Like I'm still doing stuff, you know, but I'm looking to go finish my degree of like a 4 year after this semester, so yeah. Yeah. Where'd you go to school at?
I went to, it's called Westchester University. It's a smaller school outside of Philly. Sort of, it's like I always like to say it's like Penn State, but if it was like a little less fun.
I got you.
That's the best way I like to describe it. It's just like a smaller version of Penn State is how I like to describe it.
Okay, word.
Because I tend to go up there sometimes too, so I'm good at being able to compare because I've been to both places.
I'm curious because like I've always wondered about social media. Do you read the comments and stuff?
Yeah,
Oh, that's
I
good.
read pretty much every comment. I read every single one. Even the ones that get like filtered out, I'll even look at the ones that got filtered and like I'll approve or decline the comments. So yeah, I literally read like every single one. Now on videos that get like really, really viral, like the one that gets like millions of views, sometimes it's hard to go through a lot of them because like there's thousands of comments. So sometimes those can get a little bit hectic and sometimes I miss some. But for the most part, I read all of them. And I also like on my messages, I pretty much read all of them. I don't respond to a lot of them because sometimes they're just spammy, or like it's people just tagging me or in a video, or there's even times where like this is a kind of separate topic, but I've seen my own videos on my For You page, but people repost them and like block out. So I have like a watermark on my account. I don't know if you guys
Yeah.
has like my name at the bottom. People just repost my video, block out my watermark, and put like their own name on it.
Well, what are you
That
doing about that?
so sometimes I'll just send them a DM like, yo dude, like I'm not stupid, like this is my video, like take it down. Or you just like report it or something. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just like a, I don't really care too much about it because like it's my video. It's just getting more publicity at the end of the day, but
Oh
still.
yeah. I mean, I'm not watching a reel if it's not the official Mastermind set, you know. Yeah. If it's just Mastermind set, like, get out of here. But yeah. That's interesting. Do you kind of enjoy going through the comments and stuff? I feel like that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I do like doing that, and it's cool to see, like, when people actually say that they enjoyed it, or if they, like you said, you watched a couple of videos of mine and it made you want to go to the gym. Like, so when I see comments like that, it's motivation to keep, like, doing what I'm doing. Because sometimes, like, it can get, you know, if it's a busy day or whatever, you don't really want to make an edit or post a video that day. When you just read some comments and you see people, like, real people telling you that they enjoyed the video and it made them motivated to do, you know, whatever it was, that's just motivation to keep going. So yeah, I do read all the comments.
Do you ever, like, as an account with almost 100,000 followers, do you ever, like, follow people back?
Not really, to be honest with you.
Do you follow anyone at all?
I think on Instagram I'm following like 5 people maybe. On TikTok I think it's like 30 about, but the people that message me on my, like, DMs or whatever, I definitely keep up with their channels and stuff like that. I don't necessarily follow them. That's something that I should probably start doing. But I think also, like, I like to follow people that are in, like, the same exact niche that I am, that I'm in, so I can keep up with, like, industry trends and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So if I'm following accounts that, you know, aren't in the same niche as me, sometimes I can get a little bit off track. Because one of the biggest things with the niche that I'm in is it's not about really creating something that's completely brand new. Obviously you want to make, like, an original edit, but sometimes it's like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Just how can you put your own creative twist on something that's already doing good? And that's one thing that I've noticed. Like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Don't try and reinvent the wheel. If a certain trend is doing really well, how can you improve on it and make it better? I don't really follow a lot of accounts, but it's usually people that are in the same niche as me.
Okay.
Dude, gotcha. Is that an original quote? Because you could definitely put that on the cup. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
That's kind of a generic.
It is. Yeah. Well, I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I could throw it on a quote or on a mug. I don't know.
Throw it on a mug, bro. It's crazy. Like, sometimes, I don't know, like, I've obviously looked into different businesses and stuff, and, like, it just seems like the most random stuff sometimes. Like, I don't know if you've seen this, but I saw a guy he's just selling potatoes with, like, handwritten messages on them to people. He's mailing them out with, like, you can customize, like, a message and get a potato. Like, it's just, what? Like, that's crazy. And he's making, like, millions.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, if you just have some crazy idea, you can find a way to make it work.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a prime example.
Yeah.
It's a good idea, I guess. People, they want to buy some potatoes.
Well, I guess it's funny. I don't know. I mean, I guess if I got that for Christmas, I feel like I'd be a little, I want to be laughing, but.
It'd be like a funny white elephant gift or something like that.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. No, that's facts. Yeah. What if a white elephant could be a good industry to dive into, like, just making stupid gifts.
Yeah. Stupid random stuff that, like, no one really needs, but it just, like, gets a laugh or two.
Yeah, I got, like, pasta one time. Dude, it was so good. It was called pasta. And it was, like, in the shape of, it was so weird. I threw it away. But,
I'm a little weird to eat.
No, I'm not eating that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crossing the line for sure.
Do you listen to any podcasts, Chris? Like, do you have some favorite podcasts?
Yeah, I listen to a few. I really like Theo Von's podcast. I just listen to it. Oh, yeah.
So do we.
That's a great one to listen to. There's a couple episodes I listened to recently. I really like the one with Tommy Lee from Motley Crue. That's a great one. You guys haven't listened to that one.
Yeah, I haven't.
I listened to a couple other ones. Like, obviously, there's Joe Rogan, of course. Everyone listens to that one, I feel like. And then, you know, really just random episodes here and there. I like Alex Hormozi. He's cool. Just things like that, really. Nothing too hyper, like, Like,
okay.
Yeah, nothing too like unknown.
Yeah, the Theo Von ones are just so funny.
Yeah,
and he's probably the most entertaining podcast you can have.
Yeah, and
no, yeah, and they're interesting too.
And short form content like Reels and TikToks, that's really what blew his up so much. Like, if you remember, like a couple of years ago, people were just posting clips of him. That type of content has sort of fallen off now. TikTok's algorithm has like changed a bit, so those accounts have pretty much gotten banned, at least to my knowledge. Like, you can't really get a lot of traction on those anymore. That's one of the reasons why I moved over to sports and stuff like that, because I was posting like podcast clips from Joe Rogan, and then I realized that they were all getting flagged. So moved over to sports and I've had some more success. But yeah, Theo Von is awesome. He's hilarious.
And then we can have this be our last question if you're cool with that, Braden. But do you suggest we start a TikTok account for the podcast? Because we haven't really done that yet.
I would say yes. I said previously, like, the best thing to do is just start posting content. And, you know, I think podcasts specifically, I feel like there's a lot of good ways to do it. I think, like, for example, like, just clipping clips of the podcast up and posting them, and starting them off with good hooks, like starting it off with the question, for example. Like, one of the questions you ask whoever's on the podcast, you start off the video with that, and then you let it roll for like a minute or whatever, clip it, and then you can just make a bunch of different 1 minute clips from the long episode. So you have like weeks worth of content if you want to post the whole thing. And then you keep going as you have more guests on and things like that. But to answer your question, yeah, I think most definitely start a TikTok account. I think it's only going to help. It's only going to boost your visibility.
Right.
And the worst thing that happens is, you know, the account doesn't get a lot of traction and nothing bad really happened. You know what I mean? So there's no negative into doing it. So yeah, 100% start a TikTok account, start posting on there and just see where it takes you. And that's kind of what I did. I just made an account, started posting, and 7 months later, I'm on a podcast with you guys. So,
thanks for that advice, man.
Awesome. Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to say to the people out there, the people that watch your videos?
Yeah. I would just say, just if you find something that you really like, just learn how to get as good as you possibly can at it, and just keep doing it over and over again. And eventually something good's going to happen. Everyone that, you know, I heard a quote. It was like, all the biggest, most valuable ideas are buried in the grave because those people never acted on anything that they really wanted to do. So if you have an idea and you want to get good at something, just start it and do it, because the worst case scenario is that you picked up a skill. So just do something. That's basically what I would say.
All right, man.
That's great advice.
Awesome, dude. All right. Well, we're good. If you're good, Oliver, you want to call it wraps?
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And make sure you go follow Chris at Official Mastermindset on Instagram and Masterminds Think Alike on TikTok. And thank you, Chris, again for joining us. And his new YouTube channel. Chris, if you want to tell us what that's going to be called.
It's just same thing as Instagram, Official.
What just happened?
We're going to have to lobster that, bro.
What happened?
Dude, no, that's a clip. That's a reel.
Dude, my light fell, bro. All right, keep going, Chris. My bad. What's the YouTube channel?
Yeah, the YouTube channel is the same as Instagram. It's at Official Mastermindset. So
okay,
go check it out. There's only two videos in there right now, but as you know, the weeks go by, there'll be more up there. So yeah,
sick, dude. All right, thank you so much for joining us, man. Thank you for believing in us too, and hopping on our podcast.
Yeah, dude, that was a pleasure to hop on here. It was a really enjoyable experience. So.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.